Lady 290 Moxon is the health director at the Māori Health Authority, Te Whaiora, and they'll be tackling inequities in health like flu vaccinations and also whooping cough, etc., midwives issues and the like. She's from Kohau Health in Kerikeri Roa. Lady 290, tēnā koe. Thank you for joining us on the program again today. Tēnā koe.
Lovely to be here.
Kia ora. Well, firstly, we'll start with the whooping cough or pertussis and the flu on its way. Is enough being done to vaccinate our people? What's the situation in Hamilton?
Well, we've still got a long way to go, Dale, and, you know, I'm encouraging and everyone is encouraging our people to get our babies immunised and vaccinated as soon as possible. And to call out if they need us to come in and do that in their homes to make it easier for them. But unfortunately, we're still on the back foot here after COVID and all of the attention that we put on that. But what COVID taught us was that, you know, if we get in the front of it, we'll be fine. We'll be able to look after ourselves and look after each other and keep each other well. But if we delay and delay and delay, that puts our babies at risk, that puts our elderly at risk, that puts us all at risk. And so it's important that we see this as a priority.
Tēnā koe, last time there was an admission, really, that Wellington wasn't connecting the dots with the Māori communities literally within their own communities, and we became reliant on those whānau water providers, our Māori health service providers also, to get into communities and talk with our people in our way to encourage them to get vaccinated against COVID. Is it time for something similar to be invoked here, that our people know ours best and we are the touchstone if we want to really encourage those in our Māori and Pacifica communities to get in and get vaccinated against whooping cough, against flu, against measles, etc.?
Yes. Oh, absolutely, Dale. And the thing that COVID taught all of us was that we're all in this together. And it's not a them and us situation. It's all of us doing it together in partnership. And I think we forget that sometimes because those who have the resources and the power to make decisions and all of that do it in a way that actually leaves people out and empowers themselves. And so if there's one thing we learned from COVID, Māori providers are the best people to get out there, talk to our people in our way, and work with our people in our way, and do things together with our people within our own tikanga and within our own worldviews. And I think if we've learned something from that, that's really the best way to go and the only way to go if we're going to get this up and running in the way that it ought to be, get in front of it rather than remaining behind as we are currently. And to do that, you need the workforce. To do that, you need to have their resources focused in on it in a very holistic way.
The Midwives Association says we need more people to carry out the vaccinations. This is particularly relevant with hapu mama and whooping cough at the moment.
Yeah.
Who's responsible for getting the message across? How do we get the info to our hapu mama and get their support for the vaccination program?
Well, you know, we've had a lot of advertising and whatnot on television. We've got to use all of those mechanisms and that media, social media, the work, as we did with COVID. You know, and what we know is that it worked pretty well. There was backlash, of course, and that's probably part of the reason why we're so slow in the uptake, because we've had a lot of false information being provided to communities and to individuals who have decided that vaccination is not for them. But, you know, we've already had three babies die from whooping cough, and we don't want any more to die. And in order for us to get it to be ahead of the game, we need to be there. And we can't keep denying that if it's not here. We can't keep denying flu isn't here. One thing that COVID taught us too was that when the borders were closed, so that we hardly had any flu. We had COVID, yes, but we'd hardly had any flu. Soon as the borders are open, it's all back again. So that means we have to be much, much more vigilant. Watch our babies, make sure that they're, if they've got a sore throat or coughing or whatnot, that they're seen by a doctor, seen by a nurse. And you're absolutely right. Our midwives are suffering badly. But, you know, what COVID taught us was that we could get a lot of non-regulated stuff vaccinating. And that's what we need to do. We need to amp that up so that we can get our workforce up and running in the way that we had the same kind of response we had during COVID. But, you know, what we do is we start siloing ourselves again. And we've got to get out of that siloing and say, oh, this is the realm of the registered nurse, this is the realm of the doctor, this is the realm of the that and the other thing. When you've got a pandemic and you've got issues like this, we should be all in the game.
Te Nākui, thank you for your kōrero on that front. Look, while we're chatting, I noticed that the money spent on consultants across the board is going to be a political hot potato. And those wanting to get some political traction are critical of the amount the government, A, is spending on consultants and the like, but they've also trained their critique on the establishment of taka whai order. Now, I know, Tūraiti, that you know you have to watch your pennies. We all do, but certainly in health delivery. And so when you look at the pūtea that has been thus spent on consultants and the like and the establishment of taka whai order, it's quite slim in comparison to government's overall spend. But even so, it's causing some comment from those who politically look to take advantage over the situation. What would you say of the pūtea spent in the setup phase of Te Aka Whai Order? Are you comfortable with the way that the pūtea has been spent to get the expertise needed to set the foundations strongly?
You know, it's election year, and it's give Māori the bash year, and, you know, let's pick holes in everything that Māori are doing, whether it's Three Waters, whether it's Te Aka Whai Order, whether it's some initiative that Māori have when it looks like Māori are getting more than everyone else. But anyway, having said that, you know, that's been a thing of the government for Ake Tuanuatu, isn't it? To spend money on huge amounts of money on consultants right across the whole gamut. And huge amounts of money go out, but is anybody complaining about all of that? Is it, you know, Te Aka Whai Order is 1 year on the first of, is 1 year old on the 1st of July. It went live, 1st of July 2022. So it'll be 1 year old. And yet, you know, we're giving it the bash left, right and centre. We're criticising it a bit. But, you know, instead of people saying, let's finance it and resource it to the amount it ought to be resourced to make it successful and to give it a real go. Instead of that, we get all this negativity. And it's a typical thing come election year. And it's unfortunate that people seem to think, you know, we're easy targets all the time. You know, we've been told that we're incapable of looking after ourselves. This by Māori for Māori stuff is rubbish because we're all one people. Well, what we know is that we're the worst people off, and yet you still have these voices that continue to tell us we need to keep things the way they are. Well, I'm not in for that. I'm over that. What I want is for Māori to be looking after ourselves in the best possible way and doing things for ourselves and making decisions for ourselves. That's what we all want. We don't want people telling us what's good for us and what isn't good for us and what we can and cannot have for the rest of our days. So, Dale, you know, you've got me on my hobby horse, and I've got to say, we've got to quit doing stuff like that in this country. Where, you know, somebody else's idea or is much better and much more effective and much more something than us. But what happens is we get left out. And that is what the inequities are telling us. That is what the sickness in of our people are telling us. The incarcerations of our people are telling us. We are just basically, you know, locked up and the key thrown away. So it's time. It's time for people to stand up and be counted and resource Te Aki Whai Ora in the way it ought to be.